Hello once again, and welcome to our November reflective service, which this month takes the themes of remembrance and reconciliation. Our friend, the Reverend Roger Woodward, will bring us a message later, but before that, we share in some of the more traditional hymns and readings connected with this time of the year, a time of looking back to remember, but also looking forward into a future of hope, reconciliation and peace. The writer of Psalm 46 celebrates God's faithful presence in all the challenges and troubles of life and encourages us to hope and trust in him, however chaotic the outward circumstances of life might be. Here are some verses from that psalm, which we follow by singing Our God, Our Help in Ages Past, and a short song based on a line toward the end of Psalm 46, familiar words, Be still, or more accurately, Stop your fighting and know that I am God. Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though the waters roar and foam, and the mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, a holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fail. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproar. Kingdoms fail. He lifts his voice. The earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see the works of the Lord, the desolations he's brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress.
Thank you. Now let us spend a few moments in prayer with our Heavenly Father. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, as we remember wars and those who have died or been injured in them, we thank you for those whose courage and sacrifice has bought us the freedom in which we now live. We lift before you those who continue to suffer as a result of conflicts, praying that you will bring healing, peace, and security. We ask for your forgiveness for the wrong aspirations and attitudes that give rise to conflict, both at a national level and in our local communities and personal lives. We pray for wisdom and discernment to recognise when it's right for us to take a stand against evil, and when and how to achieve a solution by peaceful means. Above all, we thank you for Jesus, who took our sin upon himself and suffered on our behalf, that we might be forgiven and reconciled with you. Please teach us so to walk in your ways day by day, that we may live in your peace and harmony, and be channels of your peace in the world. These things we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Laurence Binyon was an English poet early in the 20th century. Too old to enlist in the First World War, he nonetheless volunteered at a British Red Cross hospital for French soldiers. He was greatly moved by the horrors of the Great War and the high number of casualties, as well as his own experiences at the hospital. And he wrote poems about those times, including his most famous, For the Fallen, written very early in the war, just after the retreat from Mons. Although 7 verses long, it was the central verse which seemed to encapsulate the grief of the nation. It was soon set to music by Edward Elgar, and later by more contemporary composers such as Carl Jenkins. Its words were to be carved on war memorials across the world, and it is still read at remembrance services today. Here is a version set to music by Patrick Brandon, arranged by Noah Trevithick, and sung by the choir of All Souls Church in London.